Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Yes, Morning Show at East Coast. You're going on holiday soon. We spoke about holidays on the 11:05 on Friday, and we spoke about, you know, organising them and the children and the luggage and all that, and you're exhausted afterwards. You need a holiday when you come back, having done all that. But we're coming up to August, the first 2 weeks in August, typically the most busiest time at the airport and for people going on holidays. And we thought Joe Supple might be a good guy to ask about some tips for going on the holidays.
That's it, Declan. And like you say, this is sort of the busiest time, especially with the bank holiday coming up. So it's all about being prepared when you get to the airport. And I see so many people, and it frustrates me so badly. You're standing there and they're taking off jewellery and shoes and security things like that, small things that delays all these people. So all these people behind you. So it's just about being prepared. Make sure, you know, you have your laptop out of your case. And again, security are there to help you out. But just be prepared. You know, have your belt off. These like simple things will make things much easier getting to. Or if you're like me, go fast track. That's the way to go.
Is it expensive?
Fast track, I think it's about 20 euro. You can book it online, actually, yeah. But if you're
20 euro each?
20 euro each, as far as I know, yeah.
I don't think it's that much, though.
Is it not? Maybe no 10?
I think it's a fiver each or something.
Oh, is that okay? Well, that's good value then.
Yeah. And that happens is that you tip all the queues and you get your own personal conveyor belt to put all your junk into.
That's it. You go to the sort of the VIP or if you're a first class.
Yeah, I don't think it's 20 quid. I must check on that anyway.
Okay. I've often stuck to in a Ryanair ticket. Just done it and taken a chance. But anyway, you can book that online. And again, if you're going to the airport, it can work out very expensive. You know, by the time you get drinks and this and food and whatever. So it's an idea. And actually, our Claire here is heading off on her Hollybops and she booked the lounge in Dublin Airport. And it's 29 euro if you go to the door. It's 25 if you book it online. Basically, it's the DAA lounge, Terminal 1, and they've one in Terminal 2. So it means that you've booked yourself online. You go into the airport, you have your couple of drinks, you have your food, all your stuff there, lovely comfort, charge points, and then literally you're a couple of minutes away from, you know, your aircraft before you go. And it's really worthwhile. 25 euro per person. So you think about it, you buy a couple of gin and tonics, that's going to cost you.
What you're saying is it's cost effective to get your money back if you're going to spend that much in the airport.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You get that.
Just to say, the fast track is from 5.95.
Ah, thank you very much. Okay, 5.95. I was completely wrong. Very sorry.
Yeah, we're completely wrong because somebody else is always blue and pay for it.
No,
when you go.
I'm usually flying first class.
It's paid for. Somebody else looked after it. Yeah. All right, on to the next one.
Okay, another top tip as well. Car parking is so expensive in the airport. And again, maybe go to long-term ones. But again,
the blue one is, I think in the middle of Bloomin' County Meath or something, but the blue one is the cheaper one.
It is, that's miles away. But like you say, Declan, you're packing up, you know, the kids, everything, luggage, you know, it's really awkward. I know you are very fond of getting the old coaches and stuff, and I've used a couple myself. Now, for where I live, I find the Dundrum one really good, dublincoach.ie. Basically, you go from Dundrum to the Red Cow Inn and straight to the airport, 45 minutes door to door on the M50. Because I know the air coach can be a little bit, for me, I've got it before. I put a friend of mine on the air coach. It took them an hour and 48 minutes to get from.
Really? Well, I have a choice of three and I always go the one that goes to the tunnel.
To the tunnel, and that's the quick one on it, whatever, yeah. So anyway, dublincoach.ie, it's an alternative there. Dundrum goes to Red Cow Inn, stops off there, and then straight to the airport. Takes about 45 minutes and you can book them online, dublincoach.ie. Another great tip as well, if you're going to the airport, water can be expensive unless you're doing the Honesty Water. Make sure you put your euro in the box. I've seen people taking about 10 bottles and putting no water in. The Honesty Water. Do you remember this controversy?
Yeah. They're all there and they just say, look, throw in some money and you can take one. And there's nobody there monitoring it. And karma people that's going to come back
and bite them. Exactly.
Just to say, Wexford bus from Arklow and Wicklow.
That's really good.
The airport as well.
Fantastic service. Yeah, that's really good.
And they're good, yeah.
And they run them on the schedules there as well. But a good idea is maybe to bring, and I know loads of people have them now, in work we have them here, reusable bottles, because they do have the water filters in Dublin Airport. You can fill them. Or if you're commuting to another airport transit-wise, they will have water filters maybe around the airport, the water, bottled waters, so you can just basically fill up your own reusable bottle. It's all about cheap and cheerful, you know, when you've spent so much on that holiday. Something like, if you're looking at buying luggage at this stage, I bought the American Tourister luggage the other day, and I had the luggage for about 7 years, and I travel quite a bit, as you know, a really good luggage, but I found on Sports Direct 70% off. It's made by Samsonite, so I got the large luggage, got the hand luggage, and always go for a four spinner, not the two wheeler, because you'll be dragging through the airport. Really, really good luggage, and I got the whole lot delivered to my door for 126 euro, full size case and a small one. It's made by Samsonite, it's called American Tourister, and I got that on Sports Direct. Little tip there for people. Also, we had an email in there a few weeks ago, somebody's looking at going on the Camino Walk. What's the best time of the year to go? I wouldn't recommend now, it's too hot. We know ourselves, we've seen the temperatures, 35, 40 degrees. Looking at booking something September, October, November time is a really good time to go on the walks. And if you're looking for specialists, again, I always go down to this place. Amphibian King in Bray, they've won in Ballymount as well. They're specialists in relation to footwear. It's really important if you're going to go on a Camino Walk that you have the right footwear. And they go in there, and they put you up in the machine, and they look, they monitor you, film you, and then they say, okay, here's three pairs of runners that suit your feet, because your foot goes out left or goes right, whatever. It's really important to get the right footwear, especially if you're thinking about going on the Camino Walk. As I said, Amphibian King, the one in Bray and Ballymount, and online at amphibiankind.ie. Do you need tips?
No, I just like to talk to you before I go. So talk to Joe.
There you go.
Talk to Joe before you go on holidays. Joe Supple, thanks very much.
Great
indeed.
Stuff.
The holiday doc.